Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Some Boston City councilors are questioning the relationship between Boston police and federal immigration officials. The scrutiny follows WBUR reports of collaboration between Boston police and immigration authorities in the 2017 arrest of a construction worker. Boston Police Commissioner William Gross was questioned about this during a sometimes tense city council hearing yesterday. WBUR's Shannon Dooling was there and has this report.
Immigrants and advocates filled the city council chamber yesterday, along with members of the Boston Police Department. They were all hoping to better understand the same incident. Jose Martin Paz Flores was working for Terra Construction in 2017 when he fell from a ladder at a job site and broke his leg. Shortly after filing a workers' compensation claim, Paz Flores was arrested by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. Terra Construction did not have workers' comp insurance at the time of the accident. Boston Police confirmed BPD officers were involved in coordinating that arrest and helped verify the identity of Paz Flores. Boston Police Commissioner William Gross came ready to defend his department.
I thank you for inviting us here today to shed light on that and educate people, because I just think that the BPD was held in a bad light. Mm. We did our job. We did nothing wrong.
Gross maintained a somewhat defensive tone for much of the hearing, insisting repeatedly that the BPD abides by the city's Trust Act. That's a law passed in 2014 prohibiting Boston police from detaining undocumented immigrants solely at the request of ICE. Other cities refer to similar ordinances as so-called sanctuary city policies. Councilor Josh Zakim, who called the hearing, said now is the time to reevaluate the strength of the Trust Act.
This president has just, you know, done a purge of his Homeland Security Department because they're not tough enough on immigration. And that is going to be felt, you know, in cities like Boston.
To better understand where to strengthen the Trust Act, city councilors wanted to drill down into the details of Paz Flores' arrest. Councilor Lydia Edwards said while she didn't believe any city officials involved in this case violated the city's Trust Act, she questions why, in addition to working to confirm Paz Flores' identity, did BPD then help coordinate his ICE arrest?
So that's what I'm trying to figure out, Commissioner.
We're trying to figure out what we did wrong in that case.
I don't think it's a wrong thing. I'm not saying it's wrong.
So I don't understand why you keep asking us if it's not anything wrong.
Edwards said her goal was to better understand the realities of what BPD encounters when working with immigration officials and whether the Trust Act is doing what it was created to do.
We had a goal of a policy separating BPD from ICE. If that was the goal of that policy, right, and we see that there's not separation due to practical realities, not right or wrong, the practical realities of how you operate,
right,
then we need to write a better ordinance, is what I'm saying.
And we just want points of clarity, too, that if someone is found to have a warrant and we are law enforcement officers, that we're not supposed to just turn the other way, whether they have immigration issues or not. I don't get it. I'm a little confused on that.
Mayor Marty Walsh has told WBUR he believes the BPD's focus when collaborating with ICE officials should be around felony charges and violent criminals. Gross acknowledged the disconnect between those priorities and the details of this case.
Let's make sure that when we go forward that we concentrate on crimes of violence, drug dealing, gang members that are committing acts of violence, because this is not going to be perceived in the right way.
Gross promises to meet with city councilors to provide further details in this case. The commissioner left the hearing yesterday before Paz Flores shared his own testimony with the council. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.